Ollie Horgan, Longford Town coming to town on Friday night, a team who have already won pretty impressively at Finn Park.
Yeah, there was a few impressive performances this year in Bella Buffet. Cove turned us over, UCD turned us over more recently, but probably even more impressive than UCD was the Longford performance, where they scored four against us and could have been a lot more, to put it that way to you. And if we defend like we defended against them the last time, we'll get nothing out of it. They're a very good side. Some hugely talented players, the likes of Dylan McGlade, Sam Thurden, who all scored against us the last time, and they'll bring with it a huge amount of problems on Friday night.
Yeah. So what happened them on Saturday night? Oh, you were at the game, losing out at home to Cove Ramblers.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, but you know, don't write Cove off either. And I said that. I mean, Cove bet us fair and square in Bella Buffet also. To be fair to Longford, had they scored first, did the majority of possession and played some beautiful football, had they scored first, they probably would have gone on to win it, but they didn't. And Cove were extremely resilient, and they themselves have quality at the other end of the pitch, and that's the way it turned out. But it was very, very similar to our game against Cove in the basis that we couldn't score first, they did, and they deserved to win. But, that's Longford coming here then on the back of that, where if they get a backlash, we're going to struggle. But as I said, they're the first team to score four goals against us in Bella Buffet since Dundalk were there years ago. And that itself just shows what capability they have.
Yeah, and you pointed out earlier on there in the press conference, Ollie, the fact that Harps of late have been doing probably slightly better on the road than at home. I mean, that has been a factor, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I spent a lot of time, and indeed Paul Hegarty, trying to put a finger on this. I think we feel that there might be a little bit of expectation at home. Some of it good, some of it maybe not so good, where just because we beat Drogheda by hanging on by a thread up in Drogheda doesn't mean you're going to beat them at home or you're going to beat the similar quality at home. We've the younger lads themselves, as I said, from day one, need backing by everybody, and 98% of them do. And especially at home, it brings with it a little bit more pressure to the younger lads that are there. There's one or two younger lads that maybe made mistakes against Longford the last time, that probably got unfair criticism from their home supporters, but dug in to their credit and worked on their confidence to get it back again, and were great up in Drogheda the last night. And we need everybody to be on that same wavelength. No problem with people giving me abuse and shouting at me. That's part of it. I've no problem with that whatsoever. But there's that little bit of trying to protect the younger lads that maybe had setbacks when they were younger in their career, and they're still very, very young, to put it that way to you. You can't overprotect them either, do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. But maybe that's a bit of it. But we've addressed it and we've spoken about it. And please God, we'll have a little bit more about us on Friday night, but we need to.
Yeah. And Friday night is the first of three home games in your next four fixtures. So it's another key period in the season.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all key periods, you know what I mean? It's not just, well, look, you have three games out of four at home, because we've lost three out of the last four at home. And funny enough, we won our last three away games. And that's, it's hard. It's not just to do with that either that I referred to there. It's to do with, maybe the mentality and mindset of lads. Sometimes when you go away on a bus and, you're eating and feeding and meeting beforehand, sometimes that brings a little bit together, as it did with Cove when they came all the way up a couple of months ago and won up in Bella Buffet. But we've got to deal with it. And a little bit of that pressure, we got to deal with it. But we need... we need support there, number one, and we need them to be patient with the younger lads. They've made mistakes, and some of them will continue to make mistakes, but hopefully they get fewer and fewer as time goes on and they gain experience. But it's not just going to go away at the top of the hat. The two results on the road the last 2 weeks could have gone the other way, without doubt. In the first half, Camantini should have been ahead. In the second half, Drogheda should have been ahead. There's no point in saying anything else. We got through them by the skin of their teeth and a little bit of luck. And should we get anything out of Friday, it'll be by the skin of their teeth to get a draw or a win and a lot of luck to win any game in this division.
Right. Well, Nathan Boyle came off the bench and played his part in that victory last Friday night, Ollie. Are we likely to see him involved again this Friday night and anybody else new to the squad?
As regards Nathan was cleared just before kickoff on Friday night. We were delighted to get him cleared. He's been out injured for quite a while, and really, while he's injury free, he is a match fit. So please God, he'll be involved to some extent on Friday, but we have to manage it and try and get him back with training sessions and with building up gradually his time on the pitch. So please God, all going well and he doesn't pick up any more injuries, he'll be involved. But to what extent, we're unsure of yet. When you said about any other players coming in, we have two lads in that have been in training with us and we're awaiting clearance, and we were awaiting clearance for them on Friday last. It still hasn't happened, and there's no point in me addressing it until it happens, if it happens or not, to put it that way to you, because there's no point in me naming players. A lot of people won't know that the two lads that I'm talking about anyway, but until it's done, if it gets done, we'll announce it in due course if that happens. If it doesn't happen, there'll be no announcement.
And when players come in, Ollie, it always happens that players go out the other way, and that's very much the case as well. There have been a few departures.
Yeah, Eric Whelan has signed with Port Marnock in the Leinster Senior League. Eric is a Dublin kid, and he struggled with the travel, and indeed he was at college in DCU and had exams. So we wish him well. He's gone to the Leinster Senior League and a good setup in Port Marnock there. Michael O'Connor has returned from his loan spell to Shamrock Rovers. Kieran O'Connor has departed the club by mutual consent, and what he does, we don't know where he'll go. We're hoping he doesn't come back to haunt us, and he did very, very well with us, and we wish him well, so long as it's not against us, to put it that way to you. And we're looking at Garrett Doherty going out on loan to Derview, which will hopefully be finalised in the next week. But when all of that is done, we'll officially announce it, Dermot. But as of now, you know, Garrett is still a Finn Harps player and is in training with us tonight, and the three new lads will be also training with us tonight, so long as we can get the other two cleared. Whenever, we'll wait to see.
And you will want to get them cleared as soon as possible, Ollie, because, you know, the stronger your squad, you've already found that out. Suspensions and injuries always play a part, so you need to get those guys in.
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. And the fact that Mark Hoyle and Paddy McCourt had to come off in the first half and draw down with what looked like two fairly serious injuries, that they're getting a scan tomorrow. And the extent of those injuries, we won't know. So certainly they won't be available this Friday, whatever about the rest of the Fridays. So, you know, we most certainly need players in, and please God, we can get the two that we're talking about fully signed and cleared before Friday, but at least in the next week or two, Dermot. But look, it's not for the lack of trying, but anybody, you know, on and off the pitch, but we need bodies in and we need a bit of quality, because the other team around us have strengthened in the window, some of them seriously strengthened. Have we strengthened? You know, you've a few gone out, please God, we've a few coming in. God only knows, is that strengthening or are we just equalising it? I don't know.